A friend of mine from high school posted on Facebook that they were looking for people to write for their blog for the marathon from last year. I just decided I'm going to give it a shot. So we had to write a piece, on our experience from last year. So, they chose 8 people to blog with. Our stories are vastly different. I just felt like, if there was some way that I could reach out to someone, and just give them, some kind of strength or, someone who could relate to my story as a mother, really, and just showing my children that you do need to move on and be strong, and I felt that was the best way for them to see me do that.
And in that blog, you've talked about how your kids were at the finish line last year and the panic that you felt for hours before you heard that they were all right. Can you tell us about that?
My kids were my actually my whole family was they were across the street from the second bomb, a little ways up. So I was a little over 1/2 mile from the finish, and I was wearing my headphones, so I was, removing myself from the world so I could finish. And all of a sudden, I pretty much was where, the large number of runners was stopped. So at first, just kind of looking around, having no idea why we were being stopped, and then basically silence, because as you probably have heard, they cut off cell phone service. So I had looked down at my phone and I could see my brother-in-law and one of my best friends had called me. I pretty much knew when I saw the missed calls from them that something was wrong because they were tracking me. So I knew, there's a reason why they were calling me. So I literally, the panic kind of sets in. Probably 5 minutes into being stopped, we started hearing that there was an explosion at the finish line. And I had, in my mind, a vision of where they would be. But from the point, that I was stopped until I finally was able to communicate with them, it was almost 2 hours. So yeah, the fear basically set in, and I tried to stay calm, but it wasn't very easy.
How have your children handled the experience?
Natalie was 9 at the time, and my son was Camden was 7. So they still, in their little minds, they really just don't understand, why this happened or how it happened. So what happened to my children was the noise. I think that's what really impacted, especially my son. The noise was so loud that to this day, if he hears anything loud, I mean, the look on his face is, you just see the panic. My daughter, a little bit more mature, she kind of, I think, internalized it more. And I think for her, it was really on the emotional level, knowing that people were hurt and that, I think there's a sadness for her.
So, is there any trepidation at all in going back to Boston?
On the physical, side of things, I'll make it. I'm just really, I have friends that work for the state police, and they're actually part of the day, and there's no sense of fear at all for me in terms of something happening. It's just, I know that day, and I don't know what will happen, but just looking around, there's so many people doing charities for, those that were hurt, and every marathon is emotional. I mean, when you're running and you see a picture of a child that died of cancer, someone in front of you, you can't help but just, feel that emotion. So I think this year, just knowing, what happened last year, and it truly feels like it was yesterday. My heart's heavy. It's going to be an emotional day, and
And do your kids have any trepidation about being at the finish line?
actually, my son, has declared that he will not be going to the marathon. So my daughter, she's actually shown no sign of being concerned or worried until last night. I think, people are starting to talk about it. So she said to me last night, "Mom, what if something does happen? What if I, I get hurt?" And she had tears in her eyes, and I just want to reassure to them that I'm not forcing them to come. I truly, I want them to feel comfortable with whatever decision they make.
Amanda Burgess, good luck in running on Monday.
Thank you.
Thanks for the time.